did they?
We had very heavily involved in this. They knew the quadrant on the schedule.
Oh, yeah, wait, that's they're doing.
Yeah, we have, so we got this, they won't run 2 hours in the quadrant. We have 2 hours more, just to refresh.
We made sure that the press were all covered in the head. Labor already, but we double checked the local stations to get out there and cover.
And we're at the labor guys, Brandon, probably pretty publicly conscious.
He had already covered it.
You see, he is great at that, he's best we've ever had, because he loves to go out, he is a hard head.
Sure.
So he goes out there and looks around and so forth. Whole building space.
Incidentally, I don't know, did anyone mention New York Times editorial to you? No, I mean, because it's, they supported your statement yesterday, 100% on the blackmail.
I call it blackmail, it's not the right term, it's ransom. I guess you can use blackmail.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the point the New York Times made in their editorial was that if world leaders, other world leaders, would have had the courage to say what you said yesterday, the whole problem of international terrorism would be solved today if we would not face this problem.
Well, it was the right position. If anybody thinks, I was thinking, for example, of other ambassadors around the world, they're probably petrified at the moment. But if we had paid blackmail for these guys, they would be petrified 100 times over.
That's exactly right.
What time to make that point?
Yes, that's a reason. Very important point. Huh? Yeah.
That's the reason we have to do it. But I, that it didn't occur. The ones you pay, you encourage it now. Let's face it.
The television last night used your comment, but they used it in a way, you know, following your statement, that it was both strong and also it had the concern involved. And I think Playboy.
What was that about the statement about the?
Well, the flags being lowered and the statement of grief. That we put out immediately because we called it right into the desk of the networks and they had it on the air. So that ran together with your press conference statement. And everyone pointed out that your press conference statement had been made, you know, prior to the event, but not in a negative way. In other words, and it came off very well. So no one is drawing the
press conference, despite that being a big story,
excellent.
So it sure shows the wisdom of going out to that press room. That's the one now. That's what we do with the press room. Or on that
idea.
Peace room. That's all. And they feel more of it's press conference there, too. Here they call it informal meeting of the press.
Plus, this is so much more to our advantage to do it out there. Because you're
doing
the radio, the TV and
well, the TV guys love to, they get a chance to understand.
Plus, you see, we only look at the TV around often here in Washington and in the White House too often by what we see on the network. But if you watch the local shows, for example, I normally watch in the evening the 5 o'clock, Channel 5 local news, which comes on at 10 p.m. Metro Media comes on at 10 p.m., which gives a pretty good indication of what local stations around the country are using. I mean, because it's a non-network affiliate. They used last night, for example, extensive film footage from the press conference. Well, there are stations all across the country who get the feeds out from UPTN and pick up on the networks that use extensive footage of the press conference.
More than
we realize
is
used, oftentimes.
The networks use it.
They
use some film and they also use quite a bit of commentaries because actually they covered most of the story that they're interested in. It's interesting, they didn't give the Dean or anything they really played.
That's yesterday afternoon. Buchanan and Sapphire were kind of critiquing the thing, and all of us thought that the Watergate thing would not be used that way.
Wasn't much in it. indeed what I'm going to testify, and that isn't true. I approve the statements, not only in my room, but I don't apparently read it and indicate it if they didn't want it.
Dean is checking one thing. There's a line on Justice Congressional staffs are protected. He wants to check one other case before that particular section is locked in.
Oh, yeah. You sure it's correct?
Gravel, when he read that,
the
papers, his staff was protected.
Yeah.
But there was one other case that John wanted to review.
Well, you know, the dean question was the only way that could be handled was to just say, why, of course not, John. Would you agree?
Yes.
Why had you? Of course not. But we will furnish the information, and that's the line I think you should say that is distinguishing what I ran into with his case. Well, I'm truly issued an order that there would be no cooperation at all with the committee, and that's what they did. And the FBI refused to furnish anything to us. The Justice Department refused to furnish any information to us. We are doing exactly the opposite. We're saying we will cooperate. The FBI will cooperate. The White House staff will cooperate. We'll furnish any information legitimately, which you know relates to the legitimate legislative purposes. But we will not agree to. The appearance of White House staff members before congressional committees in formal sessions. That would be a violation of congressional meaning. We just stick right with that. So we can get in the position, basically what we want to do here is to be in the position where we're not covering up. We should constantly say we're ready to cooperate, but we cannot cooperate on their terms. We're not withholding. We're not covering up. We're ready to. They want to ask anything, ask it. But it's not going to be because it's not going to go the other way. And that's a great departure. I was thinking that they might try to make another one of these. About 2 weeks, because I was thinking maybe this was the second. Maybe this was the second.
Better from your standpoint to do it the 15th and the 29th, because after the few things, and that would give you at least 4 to 5 days of...
We may not have that because I'm tentatively thinking of coming back to do the baseball. I have 2 days out there.
I see.
The baseball over in Pittsburgh.